Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, but let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
JP, we've got several updates on the fiasco with Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's young paramour. And the latest from a report built around why North Carolina didn't end up on Hard Knocks, that the 11th hour, Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend, came in and asked for partial ownership of the show and editorial oversight, to which they said no. And as part of this, we also found that Jordan Hudson has told one person that she and Bill Belichick are engaged. The one of the shows on WEEI, Zolak and Bertrand, has said they're reportedly going to get married in Boston around Christmas time. Has this story jumped the shark for anybody else yet?
We just get more and more news. Like Belichick and North Carolina, they sold out their allotment of 20,000 season tickets as well. So then it just gave even more reason for people to talk about him. I feel bad talking about him right now.
I don't feel bad about it.
But they're interesting.
It's very apparent that there's a... I very rarely will ever go to this. There is more media interest in this story. And because fans are interested, so that's what this is driven off
of.
Got
a lot of the things we like in society.
But we're getting to a point where the perception of her is actually unfair. Like, it is one-sided, and it is not at all maybe on the up and up. I'm not saying she's a good person. I don't know her. I just know everything about her is painting her in a very specific light. That light might be true, but this ain't great. I actually kind of feel bad for Jordan Hudson, other than the fact that if I had a sugar daddy give me $10 million worth of property, sign me up, Scotty.
I think so much of this is coming from Bill's kids and Bill's kids, significant others. I think
they know.
I think they're very concerned about the idea that his whole estate might end up going to this woman.
She's got an old soul.
Yeah, sure.
Other parts of her are young, but her soul is old.
Omaha!
Good call there, Mac.
Very good call. All right.
Talking about her shoulders.
Yeah. All right. So Juan Soto. We might have a Juan Soto problem on our hand. This is the second straight day. You talk about Jordan Hudson stories. It's the second straight day now we've had Juan Soto stories. He didn't hustle out of the box, and that drew a bunch of controversy. Apparently, it came out, though, that he refused to be mic'd up. He agreed to be mic'd up for Sunday Night Baseball against the Yankees, and then took it back and said, no, I don't want to be mic'd up, based off the idea that they were going to ask him about Aaron Judge. And ultimately now, between the lack of hustle that he's shown while signing the $700 million contract and now this little Sunday Night Baseball fiasco as well, it seems like Mets and a lot of fans are upset with Juan Soto.
Yeah, it's. There were warning signs that he's a baby before. There's not literally, because Manny had other things going on, But like, there's a little bit of Manny Ramirez to Juan Soto.
His presence doesn't come across the same way, though.
Yeah, I mean, Manny might honestly just have ADHD. I was kind of always... Dan Coughlin, when he was on my dad's show, and Warren had a different way of putting it that I can't say on air, nor will I. But it was even inflammatory in 1996. But Soto comes across, whereas Manny was kind of naive and aloof, Soto just comes off as like a D. And the reality is, you don't really have an excuse if you're the Mets. Like, his personality has not been a secret around baseball. So if you don't like this, I guess I would suggest the Mets get over it.
Yeah, I do love it. I saw an article with Mendoza talking. He's like, we're going to have to talk to Juan Soto. We have to sit him down and talk to him about his hustling. And it's like, all right, good luck to you.
Hey, Juan, you make $70 million a year. Can you please hustle?
Listen, I don't think it's going to be like a Bobby Cox, Andrew Jones situation. I don't think that's what they have on their hands. But it's not off to a good start in the hustle department there for Juan Soto. And then really the everything else department, too.
But you look at him, he's still a 2-WAR player already this season. And he's hitting .246. Like, that's the insane thing, is that his numbers... not very problematic right now. Like, if his batting average comes up 40 points, he's going to be in the MVP conversation because the power's there, the run production's there. I tend to think that's going to put this by the wayside. But yeah, Juan Soto was a bit problematic before the Mets, and he was across town. It's like you didn't hear it.
That is weak, not being mic'd up for Sunday Night Baseball, because you want to avoid Aaron Judge questions, though.
Oh yeah, it's weak, but
like they advertise it as like the Juan Soto broadcast. Sunday Night Baseball, it's Mets, it's Yankees, they're gonna have Juan Soto mic'd up, and then the last minute he's just like, no, swerve, don't want to do that.
Now you gotta get Aaron Judge mic'd up.
That should have been the response. Instead of they got Brandon Nemo.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was kind of entertaining. But yeah. Omaha! I guess I'm the only one that watched Sunday Night Baseball this week, or no?
I will not watch anything with the two New York teams unless they're
I saw the ratings today. It was the highest Sunday Night Baseball since 2018.
Didn't get my vote. Guardians top prospect Travis Bazzana has an internal oblique strain. He'll be out 8 to 10 weeks. You brought something up very similar in the pre-show. Has the ship sailed on Bazzana to Cleveland in 2025?
I think this is it. How do you come back from this 8 to 10 weeks from now and then just go right up to the big leagues in any sort of fashion? It's not going to happen. So I am I'm locked in now. We are going to have to be the Kafis DeLauder bring them up campaign. That's what we have to try and figure out.
Can we work on the branding on that one?
Well, I mean, yeah.
That sounds like a really bad metal band.
Well, Kafis DeLauder sounds like they should. Like, if I get in a car accident, I'm calling Kafis DeLauder.
I meant the Kafis DeLauder game plan. That sounds like the Jonestown Massacre band. Oof. Yeah, I know what I said. It wasn't great. Well, here's the other thing. He's been good at AAA. He hasn't necessarily been murdering the ball. Like, he's good. He's holding his own at AA. Excuse me. I hate this, that it's just been like, Travis Bazzana, injuries. Chase DeLauder, every other day, injuries. We had it with Valera, too, who's completely fallen off the radar there. It just, and it's been a bad year. I mean, Brito got injured. I mean, I just feel like every time I'm looking at the Guardians, I want to say like 8 of their top 30 prospects are injured right now. It's like, okay, can we stop that crap?
You're going to hate the player I'm coming after if Kafis continues to hit.
Who is it?
Do you want to know? Or do you want me to get people upset right now?
Is it Jonky Donkey?
No, it's Santana.
Oh, it's May. He doesn't hit until June. Everybody knows that.
He has been awful.
I believe that's Carlos Santana the first 2 months of the season.
It's been bad.
Yeah.
Omaha! But we'll give him time. We'll give him a little bit.
That sounds like it.
I mean, you know, that's who I'm coming for. USC versus Notre Dame football. The rivalry must continue, according to Pat Forte. He highlighted that they got 1 year left on their deal.
Uh-huh.
They got 1 year left, and if I could, the college football world was in a stink about this one. If USC versus Notre Dame, if that just fell to the wayside, would that be crushing to you?
No. I mean, Notre Dame has rivalries with everyone.
I feel like USC has a lot of rivalries, too, though.
Half the ACC, that's a great point as well. I mean, I don't know. It's like some of the heightened talk about this. Like, if it continues, cool.
Yeah. So USC had offered a 1 year extension on this one, but Notre Dame had rejected that in pursuit of another long term deal. And they can't get anything set. October 18th is the last game between these two as of right now.
Yeah, I'm not as tied to that. Well, okay, when it's on, I will definitely watch it because it's USC and Notre Dame. If both teams are good, I'll watch it. But I mean, this one, it's not even in the.
Now that we have the mega conferences, it feels like a lot of these things have kind of, they've lost their luster just a little bit.
I just think,
because we see them all the time now. USC takes on all these great Big Ten teams that we never got to see. And so now we have, USC Notre Dame was always fun because it was like, oh, there's the West Coast meets East Coast kind of thing. But we have that all the time now.
I also think, and I know Notre Dame isn't going to think this way, Notre Dame's allegiance with the ACC, which has only been strengthened by Florida State and Clemson dropping their lawsuits against the ACC, it just does nothing for me. Like, as a football fan, Notre Dame's ties to the ACC, to me, have them listing towards irrelevancy when it comes to the big programs, because I get to see USC versus Ohio State. I get to see USC, right, Michigan. I get to see Texas versus Alabama.
I mean, if not for that TV deal, they would have been in the Big Ten.
No, absolutely. And again, they make more money not being in the Big Ten than not. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, if now you're gonna stop playing like that rivalry for what? Okay, that's just one less reason to watch Notre Dame football. And by the way, why they have to hate it is they've got an NIL problem right now. You should be trying to line up, at least in football, every single high-profile matchup you possibly can, because they just hired Pat Garrity as their basketball GM, but like both football and basketball need huge jumps in NIL compared to what else is going on out there. Omaha! NFL owners are going to be voting here shortly on whether or not to ban the tush push. Diana Rossini of The Athletic is reporting. Roger Goodell wants it banned permanently. Obviously, this is a follow-up on her previous report. Is this a good mission for Roger Dodger to have?
So it is, and it's done only under the guise of it's a bad TV product. This has been my problem with the tush push the entire time. I don't hate that the Eagles have perfected it. In fact, they should be encouraged by that idea. But it's not good television. We've gotten in that discussion before, because you think it is good television. I think it's bad television. And if Roger sees it that way, which is what I've read he sees it as, then I have no problem with him doing it on that basis.
So the new claim, or one of the new claims, is that Roger is worried about the injury factor, not with anybody else other than the quarterback. And I guess my point is,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One team consistently does it, and that quarterback's never been hurt. It just feels like Rodgers settled in. I feel like Rodgers accumulated so much power in like the last 5 to 7 years with NFL numbers just spiking to ridiculous levels.
Yeah.
That I think he's bored with the success of the NFL, and he just decides to choose missions to like fix the NFL when it is not broken. I think this is Roger Goodell being bored. It's such a finite play in the pantheon of plays out there.
Yeah, I read earlier today it makes up 0.28% of all plays in the NFL in a season.
So whether it's, I'm worried about, it's the only quarterback you're worried about getting hurt is Jalen Hurts, and he hasn't to this point. He's kind of built for the play. And or two, it's a bad TV play. It's a bad play for watchability. I think you're just grasping at straws. I think you're trying to find something.
I think that's true. I mean, because I've had that complaint about it even before. Like, I don't like watching it because it's just great. You needed 1 yard. We know you're getting 1 yard, and then it's just not very aesthetically pleasing.
So should halfback dives be outlawed? Outlawed? Excuse me.
No, because at least something happens within that play that is different. You see the ball. You can track the ball. With this, it's just set hut, and then you're forward.
I think if we're just banning plays, you can get 1 to 3 yards. We have to ban a lot of running
plays.
Not
1 to 3 yards, but this is also a certainty too. It's not. I mean, it's not like the Eagles didn't have. They got it 90% of the time.
So the Eagles are too good at this.
It's not that they're too good at it. It made the play extremely boring in 1 yard situations. But in general, yes, it's a very boring play.
It's just wild. And that's called a boring play.
It's a boring play, and that's again. I like that Goodell has hopped on this too, because I've had this before Goodell, and now everywhere I see Goodell quoted in this is like, yeah, it's not a great television product, and ultimately we care about the television product.
I think it's clearly he was listening to you. He was on the fence
about
this.
No, I just think it's a very common prevailing thought now.
You use the word boring, and Goodell's like, I cannot have this in my NFL. 216-474-0092. If they ban the tush push, yay or nay? Where do you land on this one? And it's a cavalier on cavalier crime. They're not wrong. Channing Frye's not wrong. Just a little heavy-handed. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.